I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. The man who claimed to have a bomb in his truck near the Library of Congress on Capitol Hill has surrendered to law enforcement officials, ending an hours-long standoff. Four out of the five top Florida school districts are requiring students to wear masks, defying an executive order from Governor Ron DeSantis.
I'm offended that the federal government thinks that they know better than we do as parents. And in Florida, you know, we want to make sure that we're standing by our parents.
DeSantis says there's an obsession with wearing masks at school. Lynn Gray is a member of the school board in Hillsborough County in Tampa.
If we're just asking for a 30-day protective measure, isn't that the least we can do for our children? Isn't that if it saves one life?
Orange County still allows an easy parental opt-out for mask wearing. The military and its allies have rescued a high-profile Afghan national police officer who was being hunted by the Taliban because of his years working with the American military. I'm Ed Donahue.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.